Okay, aber ich sei. We are Simon Reish ein Aleph. Covered Siv Gimel. Siv Beis. But.
Is there no Reish on the Dafka?
Yes, they do it Simon ein Reish, yeah. Yeah. So that's. There's a few Simonim that the Dafka they change. That's one of them. Yes, that's right. Simon Shin Dalet, yeah. But it's interesting that it wasn't, not all the prints have it like that. Okay, Rabbi said, whilst we covered most points verbally, there is a couple of Mishnaburis, Sivkot and Gimel, and Sivkot and Dalet, which I want to do, which I want to see inside, which we didn't learn in Mishnabura text yet, and I do want to see that. So we learned that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the reason said in Shulchan Aruch on page 90 said the Iskish, Zochay LeShomay, there's a comparison, a Hekesh, between Zochay, remember Shabbos, and Shomay, keep Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Gimel, toward the bottom of page 90, explains the Iskish, Zochay LeShomay, Zochay, Yom HaShabbos Katshoy, Homo B'Dibre Zarishoy Nois, the Zochay, Yom HaShabbos Katshoy, which is said in the first Luchos, VeShomay, Yom HaShabbos Katshoy, and the Shomay, God, Shabbos, the culture to sanctify it. Homo, which is said, B'dibur is Achonis, in the latter, Luchos. Shneim, B'dibur Echot, Nemud, are both intrinsically connected. Vezochoi, Koyal Mitzvah, say the Kiddush. Zochoi, to remember, obviously referring to the positive mitzvah of making Kiddush. Veshomoi, and guarding, Koyal Shmir Melochis, referring to guarding from Lamatas Melochis. Fekshem Shabbat Isra Melochis, B'vada Gamnoshim, so it's just like, women are obligated not to do, they're not allowed to do melachas. The shomoy applies to the ladies. Tebe mitzvahs loisase in chilek b'nzman gomer b'nzman gomer. When it comes to loisase, to negative mitzvahs, there's no distinction between time bound and not time bound. So women are obligated to, they have the mitzvah of lametes melachas, the lavim. Cain, similarly, b'aseh the zochay gam noshim mitzvah is also the zochay. Women are obligated. So like, just like shomoy, ladies are obligated, women are obligated. Shomoy, so we compare it to Zochoy. And Zochoy, therefore, which is referring to Kiddush, women are obligated. That's why women are obligated in mitzvahs Kiddush. The Parshut, and that's an important point, can a child, let's say the father goes away for Shabbos, business trip, can the son, before Bar Mitzvah, non-Bar Mitzvah son, can he be Motzi his mother? Mother doesn't want to make Kiddush. Can the son, 12 and a half years old son, can he be Motzi his mother Kiddush? Why? Very good, because a child is only obligated midrabanan, and he cannot be mitzi. What would you, have you got a good etza? What would be a good etza? Oh, if she daven, very good. If she daven, then what? Very good. Very good. That's what Mishabura says. For Pashut, it is self-understood, the cotton enemy mitzi as a isha. A child cannot be mitzi, and a shah woman, to lo osi the rabbonon, as you explained so correctly, a rabbonon cannot come, mafik, and be moitzi, the reis, the Torah obligation. V'afilim ben yud gimel shono, chashinon shem levi shtei saris, he said, even if his mamash permits, it's just also not good enough, we need to wait until his mamash, just permits, it's not good enough, it's to be older than that. Te bemile de reis, so lo yisamchin lachazoke, kim shigio lek tal shono, vigio lek al simon in saris, hachi ismal, it's going to be to wait until he's fully, a bit more than bar mitzvah, only then he'll be able to meet his mother. K'mo shikazu chesh mishpat simin lamed hey, l'chente kaddish ish el atzmo, better that a woman should be mekaddish herself. I'm skipping a few lines, and then because I want to just get to the next point, which is exactly what you mentioned very correctly. For kol zeh, all this, b'sholoi, his padal ish ot filas arvis, this only if the mother didn't daven ma'irev, because if the woman did daven ma'irev, then she is on a drabonon level, and a drabonon of a child can be moitzi a drabonon of a woman who has davened already. Finally, the last line of this Mishnah Berurah says, Shnei Anoshim Em Roitzim Loitzim Bnei Beisam, two men who want to simultaneously be moitzi their own families, Lo Yikatshu B'Kach, they shouldn't make Kiddush simultaneously. The Tei Kol Eloi Mishtame, because of the rule that two voices are not heard at the same time. So two men cannot make Kiddush at the same time. Two families are eating together, divided out. You can't have two men making kiddush to promote their own families simultaneously, because tei kol mishtaber two voices are not heard at the same time. So that's I think that's quite important to know, because sometimes you hear families that the sons of a bar mitzvah will make kiddush themselves, and I've seen that. At the same time?
No.
Oh, so you don't make the same time. But would you be able to make the same time? Mishnah Berurah tells you. You don't mention anyone. Yeah, you mention yourself. Yeah. So that's fine. Rabbi Yisai, I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman ask, well, if that's the truth, that Tei Kol Olam Mishtamer, so and two people cannot make Kiddush at the same time. So what about if you've got a baby crying in the background? But still, Tei Kol Olam Mishtamer, two voices cannot be mentioned if there's two voices.
Especially when there's two potential opportunities.
Good. Very good. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's a very mamash yusvora. He said it's not a competition really. The baby's crying. If you've got two voices, they're both making kiddush, so it's hard to concentrate on which one. But the baby crying in the background, it's not. That's not the rule. Doesn't apply to that. It's no competition to the kiddush, and therefore there's no problem with that. You don't have to be particularly careful about that. Yeah.
Just as a side point, is it better that just say scenario? There's two families. One person says,
I don't think so. I don't know if that would be within the rule of Roiv Amadas Melech. I don't think so. I think if there's any reason that they should all make themselves, I think that's fine. Although we did see earlier that if there's no reason whatsoever why they should do themselves, then yes, indeed, it is better that one person should be promoted to everybody. If there is even a subtle reason they should do it, what everyone wants to themselves, then it's acceptable.
What's the reason for these minhagim that some certain people like?
Chinuch.
There's some people like to know, apart from chinuch, let's say you often have families that come over and the father of the family says, listen, is that the minhag? I make my own. Where does it come from?
It might have to do, I don't know. I don't know for sure if there's a genuine minhag to do that. If it is, then it might have to do with sneers. It might have to do maybe something of those lines. But I don't know if it's a genuine minhag. Maybe just comfort zone kind of. Do you think that's a real minhag? Do you think that's an established? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sif Kotten. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Dalet does point out that even if both are on the Rabban level, it's not good that the woman should be Moitzi her husband. Even if they're both on the Rabban level, it's not right. It's Zila Milze, it's not appropriate, it's not respectful. It should be the other way around. It should be the husband Moitzi his wife, as opposed to vice versa. Mishnah Berurah does say that in Sif Kotten Dalet. In Sif Kotten Hayden, Mishnah Berurah tells us that V'dan, you should know, that K'sha'echad Moitzi Lechaveroi De Kiddush, when one person is Moitzi somebody else, Tzoich Lechaven Leotzioi. You should have intention of being Moitzi the other person, V'ashomea, and the person listening, Tzoich Lechaven Leotzioi, should have intention to hear, Lochem Anochon, Shiyaske Balabais, and the message Lechaven Leotzioi, it is proper, that when a person is Moitzi others, it's a necessity to have in mind, I'm Moitzi the family, and similarly the family should have in mind, we are Yoitze that could be the reason. That could be the reason, by the minute. Okay, as a person, I think that's my pshat. Personally, I think I've got pshat. That if a balabais is generally used to making kiddush, I think it's going to be very hard for him to listen to somebody else's kiddush. We're trying to understand, we're investigating, why is it that many people are makpid to make kiddush themselves? If they're invited out. So I'd like to suggest, based on this Mishnah Berurah now, that you have to have kavanah to be moitzi or kavanah to be yoitzi to kiddush. A person, I know what it's like. When you make kiddush every week yourself, when I go to, the scenario is that I'm moitzi, it's very hard for me to listen and concentrate. I'm not used to that anymore. And so you're not good at concentrating and listening. You don't have kavanah sashemea so well. It's much easier to be the one moitzi. And so maybe for the person who's, does that make sense? Potentially. Okay. So if Cotton Gimel Rabbi says, moving on to the next topic. Im eng yodim aseges liknos yain vekiddush. What if a person, unfortunately, can't afford financially? He cannot afford liknos to purchase yain wine lekiddush for kiddush. Ve lehochin tzorkei seuda. But he doesn't have money to both buy kiddush wine and to buy a full meal. It's just not sufficient money. L'chvoid ha'layla, for the night meal, the night suda, v'l'chvoid ha'yoyim v'l'kiddush ha'yoyim. There's not enough money for everything. He doesn't have money for everything. And for the, so what, mutaf, the most important thing a person should purchase. Shikni yayin l'kiddush ha'layla. It is the best, the most important thing, the priority, top priority is to buy wine for the kiddush or by night. Mimo, rather than shiochin tzorkei seuda, it's more important than buying the meal items of the Friday night meal. Oy, or mimo shiikne yayin tzorkei hayom, it's even more important than buying wine. I know what you want to ask. Hold on a minute. I know what you want to ask. Then it's more important than buying the wine of Shabbos day. So again, the top priority is wine for Friday night kiddush. And that's more important than meal, and it's more important than wine for Shabbos day. Do I? The heart of Sani, and that what we learn in the Braise says, Kvoid yoim koidim lechvoid lailo. Aye, says the Shulchan Aruch, we learn in the Braise that it says that the kovod ayoim, the respect of the day, koidem, comes more important, lechvoid lailo, than the covet of the night. So the day meal has to be more respectful, more dignified, more choshuv than the night meal. So how can it be? If the day meal is more important, so why is it the wine comes first by night? The wine of the night comes first. Hainu dafke b'shor tzorkei seuda, that's with regards to the rest of the meal. Habo limein lo yelo kois echad lekiddush, if you only score one insufficient money for one cup of wine, kvoid lailo koim lechvoid hayom, then it's the wine of the night that comes first. Yeah.
Kiddush Friday night is deraisa.
Indeed.
Shabbos morning is
derabanan. Well,
does that be wine?
Not well. Well, it is true. Mishneh Berurah does say what you're saying in Sifkot and Zayin. So it is true, but it needs a bit more explanation because according to Magen Avraham, once you've said Shemayna Esa, it's already on the derabanan level. But you are right. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. But yes, yeah. You want to say something? Not only any megadim, any foods, any foods. Correct. Okay, let's hear about that a bit more. So, Rabbi say we're learning now. The levels are as follows. The most important is wine by night. That's the most important. And then once you've got that, the second most important is true that they. Comes the day meal then is more important, and generally speaking, it is true in essence the day meal is more important. Mishnah Berurah is going to speak a lot about that. Today meal is more important than a Friday night meal, but in terms of kiddush, the kiddush of Friday night is more important. Let us see how the Mishnah Berurah explains all that. In Sifkot Zayin, motiv sheyikne, it is better they should purchase wine. Why? As you said very correctly, te kiddush hu mitzvahs aseh deraisa. Kiddush is indeed mina Torah, velehochen tzorkei seuda, and the additional meal items, hu mitzvahs oinek, it's part of the mitzvah of oinek, of pleasure, of enjoying the meal. Midivrei Kabbalah is merely midivrei Kabbalah on a derabbanan level, on a very high derabbanan level, but it's not mina Torah. K'diksev, as it says in the pasuk, v'krosan, you should call a Shabbos, the Shabbos oinek, a pleasure. Ve'afal gav, and although the mitzvah aseh shel zochoy, as we spoke extensively, according to the Magen Avraham and other poskim, the mitzvah of zochoy nucha lekaim can be fulfilled b'schiras dvorim shel kedusha Shabbos bilvat. Can be, how do we fulfill mitzvah of kiddush? Just by mentioning and praising and mentioning the sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos. You don't really need wine for that. As we said, we're going to the mitzvah already by davening. So why do you say that kiddush the Kiddush is on a, with a Becha, Kiddush al HaKos, with Vanish Deraisa, it's untrue. You already, Bashman Esse, have done your Deraisa. Says the Mishnah Bura. Alayayin Eidon Medrabonon, Medivre Soifim, and the wine is only an additional prerequisite to fulfill Medrabonon. For Kanal B'Mishnah Bura, Sivkot Meis, as we spoke in Sivkot Beis. Avilach, nevertheless, keeping the Ikka Kiddush Minat Torah, since the essence, the Yisoi, the foundation of Kiddush is a Torah obligation. Gam yain shaloi koidim lakoil. Also, the wine still has a taste of a Torah, of a Deraisa obligation. That's the way I'd like to explain. It still has a taste. Please note the it still yeah, it has still some Torah element to it. It's yeah. Gam yain shaloi koidim, because the Ikka Kiddush of the Deraisa. Are you okay with this concept, or do you feel it's a bit question better than the answer? Question better than the answer? Yeah? I agree. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's the Rabbonon, it's Naftali. At the end of the day, it's the Rabbonon. It's rooted in the Raisa. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Moshe was saying. But if you do, at the end of the day, once you have said, according to Morgan Avom, once you have said the Kiddush in Shemayna Esser, the Kiddush al HaKos is in the Raisa and the Rabbonon. Nafkamina, if you are Sophic, if you did it or not. The Mishprima Godin told us, if you're a Mesupek, if you said Kiddush al HaKos, Sofik Drabonon Lekula. So, a very halachic, plain halacha. It is a Drabonon. You can't deny the fact that it's a Drabonon. So, so that's what we have to say. So, Abgedin explains, Abgedin says that there is within the Drabonons, there's few levels of Drabonons. A Drabonon which is rooted in a Deraisa, he still is more higher than a Stam Drabonon. Okay. That's a good explanation. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Given the Ikka Kiddush Umin HaTorah, since the Ikka Kiddush, the foundation, the essence of Kiddush is a Torah obligation, Kam Yain Shaloi Koidim Musa Diyain Shaloi is Medava. Naftali, I think it's a good explanation, no? Yeah.
Can I have a question? I think you mentioned this last time. Should you have negative
Kavanah
to be...
So, and there is a minority poskim that say you should. But I think that it's and Rabbi Ezra also likes this mahalach very much. I think it's a minority opinion. It's gdoyle oylem who hold that, but it's a minority opinion. I think that the pashas is not to do that. I think the pashas is not to have negative kavana. Maybe that's part of it as well. Yeah, yeah. But more than that, it's just strange to have to do kiddush that if Chazal instituted it in the Shemana Esser, it's hard to understand to have kavona against it. I know it's just a bit strange. In principle, you're right. It would make sense that you want to fulfill the deraisa al HaKos. Makes sense. Yeah, as soon as possible, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's just, I think that if you go according to the Minhag, according to the established customs, universally accepted, Mahalchim in Klal Yisrael, I think it's true to say that people don't have Kavon and Negdis in Shemana Esser. Now the Mishnah Berurah does continue, just your point, Moshe. We are referring to the case if a person has got challah Friday night and challahs for Shabbos day. Then we're learning top priority wine for Friday night, and second of all is a tzokis suit of Shabbos day. And we're talking about if it's got challahs both Friday night and Shabbos day. But if he doesn't have challahs, motav shikna lepas, v'kadosh olav, you should purchase challahs. Okay. Now, Sivkot and Ches, I'm moving on to the next page. We said that Yain Letzorech Hayoim is secondary. Yain Letzorech Hayoim, wine for Shabbos day is of lesser importance. Hainu Letzorech Kiddush Hayoim, V'atam, the reason is the Kiddush Halaylo Ikorim Medoraisa, as mentioned. The Kiddush by night, its foundation is on a Torah level, the Kiddush Hayoim, and the essence of Kiddush by day, Hurak Medrabonon, is merely Medrabonon. Now there's a kasha. If we are talking about Yisgol Chalas, so there's a poshta kasha. If we are talking about Yisgol Chalas, what's the kasha? Oh, very good. So if you're talking about a case, Yisgol Chalas by night and Chalas by day, so why are we saying that Kiddush wine Friday night is more important? I've got a poshta eitzah. Use your chalas for Kiddush. As we know, you can use chalas for kiddush. That's mishnah berurah's kasha. Ve'afal gavin oldu belayla by night. Yuchaloi mabekes kiddush arifta by night. You can make kiddush on chalas. You can do that. Uveyoyim and by day shelo yeloy al male kadesh. And by day, if he's got nothing to make kiddush on, yishoy b'li kiddush. He's left without kiddush. By day, there's no such option. Nevertheless, came the mokum sheish dain in a place where a person has wine. Ein mekachin arif to the halach is. If you have wine, you have to make kiddush on wine. To laila adif, because laila is more important. So you have over here a case that a person has got chalas and he's got wine. So we're telling you, you know, Friday night you have to use the wine. It's true you've got chalas, and you could in theory make kiddush on chalas, but you've got wine now, and as long as you've got wine, you may not make kiddush on chalas. You may not. Therefore, you must use the wine. It comes first. And if you've got more money, you can use it for tzokis suda, but that's of a lesser importance.
Why can't you make kiddush on chalas by day? Because if you can imagine the rice and mitzvah by night, come, you should be able to imagine the rabbon and mitzvah with chalas by day. Why can't you use chalas by day?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know why. Here in Sifkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Mishnah Berurah tells us something very important. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Tod, "B'shaltzak yisuda kikun sheyesh lemat minim megodim toev yoyse shenichan otzirich sudasiyim." So we're learning, Rabbi Yisai, that top priority is if you've got only limited amount of funds, Friday night comes, the kiddush comes first, the wine comes first, and Shulchan Aruch says, but we learned, the Braisa tells us that Shabbos day meal is more important. He says, yeah, that's if you've got everything, and you know, you should make the Shabbos day more elegant, more Shabbos day nicer, but in terms of wine Friday night comes first. Now, the Mishnah Berurah now goes, and he brings the Yamshel Shloime Ma'ashal, who will save Yamshel Shloime, he says that Yam Shlomo says extends it a drop further, and he says therefore it doesn't make sense. Yam Shlomo says, Marshal says, that's a few hundred years ago. He says, I don't understand. He says that I see that people make the Friday night meal much nicer than the Shabbos day meal. He says it doesn't make any sense. We're just learning now. Once you've got the wine established, once you've got the wine sorted, what's more important? Day, the Shabbos Suda by day. He said, once you've got everything, the Shabbos day meal is more important. He said, but I'm seeing the opposite, says Marshall. I'm looking around, and I'm seeing that Friday night, people are making nice, posh, geschmack, sudas. When it comes to Shabbos day, people are mazniach, they don't make it so nice. And he says, that's the opposite, because really the Braisa tells us, this Loshon Shulchan Aruch, kvoid yoim, koidem lechvoid laila. The respect, the honor, the kavod you gave to the Shabbos day meal should be greater than the kavod you give Friday night meal. Mashal doesn't like it. And Mashal is very unhappy about it. Very unhappy about it. Yes, Reb Gid. Who? No. Keretagel, on the contrary. He's unhappy about it. He says he doesn't like it. I don't think it's about the amount. I don't think the Marshal necessarily was. I don't think the Marshal necessarily was referring to the amount that is prepared. It's more about the style and the effort put into the meals. So, hungry or not hungry is not really the defining factor. So he's saying that what? That why? But it covered. So in what way are we more? In what way are we more giving covered on Shabbos day? I know. It was a practicality that people are not hungry. Yeah. People are starving. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that. That's why you have children that go on
Shabbos day. Yeah.
You reserve that as that is the main food of the Shabbos. That's what you have on Shabbos day.
You practically cannot make it as nice.
Don't some people also fast on Friday, which
Generally speaking, we don't really fast on Friday so much. Generally speaking. We're not really meant to.
I knew one where the yeshiva, and if I remember, he'd fart, had eat little for breakfast and then fart.
Yeah, maybe the rest of the, I hear. Maybe, perhaps.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Kovod Ayom should be greater than Shabbat than the Kovod Ayom Kodim L'Chvod Alaylo. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So that is before Chatzos. No, Shabbos day. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if it's always. Yeah, I don't know if everybody's makbid on that. I don't know if it's. I don't know. It's brought down over here. I saw it. I don't know if that's generally ma. No, that wouldn't be counted. It wouldn't be counted. I don't. No. I don't think he's referring to the fasting element. It's that kovod ayoyim. This is managed to kovod. If it's kovod ayoyim, then it should be. Lechatchila before chatzos, not as the fasting element, because you're right. The fasting is another issue. How do we fast? How do we fast? How do we fast until chatzos on Shabbos? We're not meant to fast. But the answer is simple, because if
yeah.
So the fasting is a bit of an issue, but he's not referring to that. He said that generally the Shabbos meal generally should be around before Chatzos. I don't know if people are makbid on that though. I don't know if that's it's brought down. It's not brought down in early poskim that we're not makbid. Why should you? Because if we're talking about kovod hayoyim, then. He understands, it's a psak from Nissen Keralitz, and he understands that Kovod Hayom is defined by starting before Chatzos, which is the climax of the day. If we start afterwards, that's already the tail end of the day.
And
no, because he's referring to the Suda. The Suda is the Suda. And
you have to have Kiddush Bracha and Suda.
Yeah, but it's not, I know, but he's not referring, no, but we speak about the three Sudas, we're not referring to that. You're right. We are Yotze called Kiddush Mokum Suda in terms of having a Mazonis, but it's not the Kiddush, it's not the Suda. It's not a Suda as such. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi said we learned tonight more halachas. We spoke a little bit more about Zochem V'Shomein, the fact that there's a Hekesh. Women are obligated in Kiddush as well. We learned that if a person has got limited funds, the priority is the Kiddush wine on Friday night. The day meal is more important, but that's only once it's got wine Friday night. We also discussed the fact that the Kiddush on our kois on Friday night, although it's not mamash medraisa, but since it's rooted in the draisa, I'm using your lashon, since it's rooted in the draisa, it's got more importance than the stamma drabanon, and therefore it comes first. And we also spoke about the fact that the Mashal was upset about the fact that people with mazniach didn't care so much about the Shabbos day meal, because really it comes forward, it's covered the Yom Kodim, it's covered the Laila. And we'll continue with Siv Beis, Beis HaShem tomorrow.